Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour 3 of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we got two big NBA stories to get to here before we hit you with a big fat dose of NFL in a few minutes. Right now, I'm going to go out on a limb. There's 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm going to go out on a limb that the Kings are going to beat the Blazers.
Whoa.
I mean, this is a hot take.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
Dude, Rasheed Wallace is coming in.
I'm going to go. No Damian Lillard, shut down for the year again.
No Damon Stoudemire.
No Damon Stoudemire. No. None of those guys. No Buck Williams. No, they're all gone. No Clyde Drexler.
Buck Williams?
They're all gone. The Kings lead the Blazers 107-72. So make it a 35-point lead for the Kings. Make it 37 points now.
37?
Shut up. With just under 6 minutes left to go. So the Kings are going to clinch a playoff spot, breaking a drought that dates back to 2006. And when this happens, in another 5 minutes and 37 seconds, the longest playoff drought among any of the four major sports will belong to the New York Jets. Congratulations. But we're getting Aaron Rodgers, so that's okay.
Mike, we're going to celebrate the hell out of that Jets thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Tyshirt's been pulling clips for the last couple of weeks, celebrating 50 years of futility.
Yeah. He has every angle of the butt fumble.
Well, it's not quite 50 years. I mean, we went to back-to-back AFC title games.
Well,
that's the last time we saw the playoffs.
Well, yeah, what's the most important part of any of those seasons, though? Tyshirt, if you would, please.
Morning in Indianapolis.
Yeah, no, he didn't have it ready. He's building grunts. He's actually, I saw him, he's playing Farmville on his
laptop. I'm actually
laptop.
Peeling an orange.
No, I thought that he was just grunting.
No, I keep getting that invitation from you on Facebook. Please come play Farmville.
I'm trying to do you a favor.
Keep getting that from you. Hey, Alex Tyson invited you to like Farmville.
Well, you're stuck on TikTok. It's going to be gone soon, so I'm trying to help you out.
Wait till he sends you the Candy Crush ones.
I've invited you to play Farmville. Look, and we talked about this with Mark Medina, and this is not just a turnaround. This is just not a good season where, hey, one out of every 18 years is good. You're talking about 2006 drought. Mike Brown coming in his first year with Sacramento, that usually finishes anywhere between 12th and the bottom of the conference. I mean, this is what it is to be the Sacramento Kings. And here he is in his first year, and you heard Mark Medina talk about things that he has done, shorter practices. He's able to really unite with the team. The moves they've made personnel-wise have all worked out. Even the questionable ones like Domantas Sabonis coming in, he's been great. Murray has been really, really good, first-round pick from last year. And here are the Kings, not just in the playoffs, but they're going to be the 3 seed. This is not, hey, we're squeaking in, yay, we're back. We got postseason games for the first time in Sacramento. No, this is, they're going to be a 3 seed. They're really, really good. I don't know that anybody should get a vote for Coach of the Year besides Mike Brown. And we've had coaches do great things this year. This is not where, hey, the rest of the bottom of the barrel is empty. No. But, hey, look at Boston, 3 games out of first place after they had to wave goodbye to their coach beginning of the season. You see some other teams that are doing extremely well this year that should get a lot of votes and should get a lot of attention. But nobody's doing what Mike Brown has done with Sacramento, because all these other teams, they all have really, really terrific players. I mean, Sacramento's got some nice players, but nobody to the superstar level that teams like Boston and Milwaukee and Denver and Memphis have. This is, hey, we got some pretty nice pieces here, and we're sitting here in third place. Mike Brown should get every single vote. It should be unanimous for him.
No, I mean, look, because you also had a team coming into the year and even going back to last, where you thought those big component parts, the stars that are leading you to the number 3 seed, were going to get traded. So everybody had to swallow egos and recognize, hey, we're still trying to build something here, because they could have been angry about it, right? Or I guess you could also just say, none of the insiders actually know anything. Take the Aaron Rodgers approach. But De'Aaron Fox and everybody else, like, they were trading away half that roster this offseason. They were all supposed to be Lakers, weren't they, Frostburg?
All of them. All of them were going to be Lakers.
Every last
right?
one of them.
De'Aaron Fox was going to be a Laker. Vlade was going back to the Lakers. Sure, Mike Bibby was going to the Lakers.
Yeah, Vlade took a right instead of a left.
They're all going back. Can you still get Vlade as the voice on your Waze app? Can you still get Vlade there?
I can actually text Vlade.
Can you still? No, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You have Vlade. Wait.
I actually texted
all this time.
Stop. You have Vlade Divac's text. You could text Vlade.
Absolutely.
You could text him.
What would you like me to say?
Just give me. I want to text him. Where can I get cigarettes, Vlade?
Take the first exit.
I want to be able to get some cigarettes.
You just want to smoke with Vlade.
You and Cespedes, I want to know where I can get cigarettes.
Ahead.
I'll even put on a Laramie Tunsil gas mask.
Vlade will keep you company.
But yeah, we've had Vlade on the show.
That was a long time ago, though.
It's time to bring him back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, now we'll bring him back. Hey, congratulations. Everybody wants to talk to me now. What an outstanding night. Look at this.
Should we cold call him in 4 minutes?
I don't know.
Call me. Oh, good. Pick up the phone and just
call. I can't call Doug Christie anymore.
We lost that one. I mean, maybe Vlade's out having a heater. So, you know, he could wind up, he could have some time for us.
And by heater, what do you mean?
It's a cigarette. It's a cigarette, a heater. You're having a heater. It's a cigarette. Maybe he's out there.
Yeah, in Europe, a heater is something else, Jason.
No, but this is in the United States. A heater is a cigarette, so that's what it is.
Yeah, but he's from Europe.
I didn't know that. Wait a minute. Hang on. Can I Google that? I'll do it on my phone. I have to do it on my phone. It's a cigarette. That's what I always said it was. All right, so that's where you're at with the Kings. Again, they are just moments away from breaking that drought and heading to the playoffs for the first time since 2006. 112-80 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
Now they just need to remember, the job's not done, man.
Oh, no, but you have tonight to celebrate. I mean, you got to get tonight. I mean, you have to get tonight to celebrate because 17 years, some kind of party.
Cowbell.
You can get it back. Oh, look, you're in third place in the West. There's nothing that's going to happen to you. You're not going to take over second place from Memphis because they've gotten hot again. John Morant is back. Yes, you're only two games back.
Last 10. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, you had a chance, but Morant came back just at the nick of time, and you're not giving up third place on the Suns because you have a 5-game lead on them right now. So it's not this is not anything where you could just decide for the next week and a half, hey man, we're all just going to be hanging out, just partying, and we're going to let the bottom of the bench play, and that's kind of how. And then we'll see you for the first game of the playoffs. We'll see you for that Kings Warriors first round of the playoffs where the Warriors wind up winning, and it's suddenly, oh, the Warriors are back! Look at this, we beat the Kings, because you can see that happening, right? And everybody falling back in love with the Warriors. Oh, they won the 3-6 matchup. Look at them back. I can see that happening. It's going to drive me crazy.
But in the Western Conference, as we've talked about, as much as we can celebrate what Denver has been, we haven't seen the secondary players beyond Jokic play at a high level and a winning level in the playoffs yet. So that's a big wild card. And we talk about 4 through 11 are separated by 3.5 games. If the Warriors do make it through round one, now they don't play a whole lot of defense, but you got a couple of agitators and scorers, and Steph can go off like he did the other night for his 39, and he's got a little edge to him these days. I kind of like Steph more these days, where he's angry Steph. There's something to that. And wanting to fight everybody. Draymond Green, I mean, like, here's a technical, we'll rescind it. It's all good. So I think, as much as you want to bemoan the fact that people will fall in love with them, there may be reason to. Which would say, I guess, once again, once we get to parody, another man's word for it would be mediocrity.
Hey, one man's celebration is another man's mediocrity. Or it should be one man's mediocrity is another man's celebration. That's what
something like that. Yeah.
I like the second one better. I think that works better.
Jason. Workshop it.
What do you got, Frostberg?
This game is not over yet, but one NBA insider that we won't name here. Shams. Put out congrats to the Kings for clinching a playoff spot, and people are destroying him because the game's not over yet.
Well, it's just 35 seconds left and they're up by 40.
Dude, the Blazers got them right where they want them.
If Lillard hits one shot from the logo, it's worth
Clyde
40
Drexler's
points.
Clyde Drexler's checking in.
It's worth 40 points. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, we got a Clyde Drexler.
Duckworthy, right?
Duckworth.
Wow,
Duckworthy. Is, I don't know, Duckworthy? Are you Duckworthy?
You put James Worthy and Duckworth together.
In Seinfeld, they had a whole other episode about being worthy for something else, Kevin, but it wasn't a duck.
Kevin Duckworth.
It rhymed with duck.
And James Worthy. And TJ, you are Duckworthy at that point, TJ. Hey, and really quick, Frostberg, why'd you scare me? There's no alternate, crazy meaning for the word heater in Europe. There is. I looked it up on my phone. Okay, I didn't go on the computer here because you made me afraid. You made me afraid that I'm going to Google something. Go, oh, my God. And I'd have to apologize for it. Go, I didn't know. I just looked it up. I did Europe heater meeting. And all I get is the energy transition of revolutionizing the heating of Europe. People also ask, how do you heat a house in Europe? What are two types of heaters? How do you European radiators work? There is nothing subversive about anything about that. Heater is a cigarette. There we go.
Got
nothing
you good,
about
you
that.
Rook.
Well, I don't know. You say something like that. You're the
dude,
one that's
seen every horror movie known to man, and yet I scare you so easily.
I don't. Well, I don't know if Lottie texted you saying, "Hey, tell Jason not to say anything about it."
He
about
said, "Tell Jason to not give me his number."
one choice for unanimous head coach of the year, and now it is official. Watching the game tick down, the Kings are going to the playoffs for the first time since 2006. They win it over the Blazers, 120-80. Big night, De'Aaron Fox, 18-6. Sabonis had 15 and 12 rebounds and 4 assists. Everybody on the Kings played. They played everybody. I mean, they played every single person on their roster. Malik Monk, plus 34 for the game with 19 off the bench.
What about Mike Bibby?
Where was Malik Monk last year? Where was he? Tell me, where was he last? I forget Frostberg. Where was he last year?
He was tearing it up for the Lakers.
Oh, that's right. That's where he was. But look at the Kings.
Lakers show.
We can have a good 2006 game coming up later on this hour. We got an 06 game coming up.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
Although we really should play the Jets game now that they're the big dogs.
No, let's celebrate. Listen, how about we do this? Let's celebrate the Kings tonight, and we'll get to the Jets tomorrow. All right, 2006 tonight. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. I will do
nicely
that.
Done.
We'll do that tonight. TJ, a funny thing happened on the way to the playoffs for the Jets in 2010, TJ.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, where we live in a different world than we've lived in for the last 17 years. For the last 17 years, we have not seen the Sacramento Kings in the playoffs. That will now change. Their win a few moments ago over the Blazers, they squeak out a 120-80 victory, means for the first time since 2006, the Sacramento Kings are in the playoffs. How did it sound on the Sacramento Kings radio network?
Tom Moore than at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator.
Come on, man. We're celebrating the Jets. The Kings are not the story.
Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Yeah, yeah.
Jets,
I've never seen
yo.
That before. Yes, the Jets play into this because they now
have the big winners tonight.
Well, yeah, because now the team with the longest playoff drought in the four major sports is the Jets.
Congratulations. Oh, you did it.
Now, tell Allen.
Now watch. Watch how fast we get Aaron Rodgers now. Wait a minute. That's
tell
us
Allen.
Now? No, okay, let's go get him. Let's get Aaron. Whatever we got to give up. Whatever. Let's give up that first round pick. I don't care. Relax. Let's do it.
Relax. Is that going to be on the back of the New York Post or whatever?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Woody Johnson loses his mind that exists?
It's going to say...
is this data point true?
It's going to be...
Is this true?
It's going to be the top of the New York Post is going to say, Sack Kings break drought. And then lower under it is going to be the Jets are on the clock. That's exactly how the front page. And there's going to be a picture of Aaron Rodgers as a Jet, like with one of those Ghostbuster red circle lines.
Oh, nice.
That's what's going to be. There you go. There's your New York Post headline.
I can get on board that. I like that.
All right. Let's hear the Kings going to the playoffs.
With the 39th pick in the 2013 NFL draft.
He's a...
The New York Jets select Geno Smith.
He's making $30 million a year now.
He wasn't back then.
Hey, the Jets were just ahead of their time. They just, they drafted Geno Smith. They were 10 years ahead of their time.
What a spin job that is.
In 10 years, just watch how good this guy is. That's all you had to do.
You guys hampered him.
You had to wait 10 years. All you had to do is wait 10 years.
You guys almost broke him.
It was a bit of a break. All right, so now here it is. Kings in the playoffs.
The horn sounds, and for the first time in 17 years, 16 seasons of frustration, 16 years of wandering in the desert looking for that oasis, the Kings have finally found the sparkling waters, the palm trees. It's not a mirage. It's the real deal. Sacramento has clinched first-round home court advantage in the playoffs that will be starting in a couple of weeks. Tonight's final score is 120-80.
What? Kings Radio Network on the call. I have a feeling he just watched John Wick 3 and watched him go through the desert and meet Halle Berry and all that. I got a feeling that's where he was. I got to watch John Wick and get excited for this. I can only watch up to 3 because I haven't seen 4 yet, so let me watch the desert and Halle Berry, and I'm going to need a gun. Ah, let's get ready. I'm ready for John Wick.
Was this guy calling the game from his mom's basement?
You do have some teams.
He wasn't even excited.
He was excited. I think he was just incredulous because it actually happened.
You think he's old?
It actually happened.
Like, I take that back if he's old.
The last time this happened, I was a spry man in my 20s. Now here I am 17 years later as an 87-year-old man.
This guy should be screaming breaking crap in the background.
No, that's true.
Cowbell? Where was the cowbell?
I'm telling you, fellas, really explore the room. Everybody's got different. Everybody's got a different way. Maybe he's in a very celebratory mood.
He didn't want to wake his parents.
That could be it, too. That could also be part of it. Shh. The Kings
meatloaf!
The Kings just won. I got to be quiet. Let me close the door. And okay, now I can talk a little bit louder. Okay, yeah. Kings win. We went through the desert and all the visions that we saw, and John Wick cuts his finger off. Sorry, spoiler. He gives the ring back, and now we're here. We drink deep from the oasis of victory, and the Kings are back in the playoffs.
That's the hardest call, though, is because it's an inevitability, right? They weren't going to close out the season losing and all the convergence of circumstance to keep them out of the playoffs. So, you've been mulling it around in your brain, and then you're still in a point where you're incredulous that it's actually happening. Like, where's the prompter? You forgot to load the prompter. What are we doing? I forgot my piece of paper at home.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Now I'm wandering in the desert.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Congratulations to the Kings. Well deserved after all that break. Now, the other big game tonight, we watch the Lakers win. LeBron back in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. The Lakers beat the Bulls 121-110. They are back at 500. They are a little bit more firmly in the play-in round now. They are they're in eighth place. They're a game out of seventh and just a game and a half out of sixth. Whether LeBron James knew it or not, this is not nearly the hot take you think it is. So we told you a week and a half ago, LeBron's time with the Lakers is coming to an end. It felt like they knew they got everything they were going to get out of him already, and they weren't going to get any more. And the discrepancy he had with the team about how healthy he was, don't believe anybody but me. The Lakers thought he could come back. LeBron James says, no, I'm still working. And then very quickly, he was back in the lineup. Why? Because I think he read the room that the Lakers were moving on without him. Anthony Davis was playing incredibly well with LeBron James out. Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell proven to be a pretty good backcourt. And the Lakers, this offseason is going to be really messy because they're on the verge of moving on from LeBron James. We're already seeing stories. LeBron's going to try to team up with some other guys, maybe in Dallas, other places. He was right when he said, these are the most important games of my Lakers career. But these seven games, starting with tonight and the rest of the season, are the most important games in his Lakers career. Because if the Lakers finish well, and by well I mean they finish high in the play-in round, they get out of the play-in round, or they get into the top six, maybe I could see the Lakers coming back next year going, okay, the moves we made worked, and LeBron, hopefully he stays healthy, but we're moving on to the next era at some point, but we got support guys in that if LeBron doesn't play, we're good. But if the Lakers falter, and they finish in the bottom of the play-in round and they get knocked out early, or they finish out of the play-in round, they finish behind Dallas or somebody else, then you just watch You watch how messy the offseason gets, and the Lakers will look to move on from LeBron James in the offseason. That will happen really quickly and very swiftly, and both sides will try to say it was their call, it was their, I'm moving on, I'm going here, because it's not been going well for LeBron. And you saw the Lakers play extremely well without him. They played better without him than they did with him. Doesn't mean they're a better team, but to quote the great Jay Glazer, for whatever reason, the Lakers play better without LeBron than they had played with him. And both sides have felt like we're ready to go on, right? LeBron passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's not for big-time team goals anymore because he knows the Lakers aren't good enough championship team. The Lakers know they got everything they can out of them. They want to move on to the next iteration of the team. Maybe it's around Anthony Davis with a couple of other support players, but you can tell the time is hastening and coming to an end. And if this finishes poorly for LeBron James, it's going to be this offseason, and it's going to get really messy really fast.
Yeah, I think part of it, Jason, goes back to what we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, and it really came to a head last week with the insiders and all the reports of timetables, expectation, and LeBron taking the page out of the Aaron Rodgers playbook of, you don't know me. And then all of a sudden he goes from out to doubtful to questionable to subbing in and doing the chalk routine as he subs into a game. Just asinine. Here, pomp and circumstance. You're coming off the bench. You don't get any of that. Right, it's like you get the penny because we're on in second team, like you're on Ted Lasso. You don't get any extra treatment here. You're just one of the guys today, so suck it up. But it smoked him out, right? Because he's looking around and he knows there's a rat in the building that leaked that to Shams and over to Woj and everybody else, which got him all bristled and all angry. It's like, how dare they question how quickly I'm trying to come back? Look at, I'll show you what I can do. And maybe it's the great motivator. Lights the fire under his ass, they get into the playoffs, and all is good. But it does beg the question, and I asked Mark Medina when he was on with us last hour, the brand of basketball they were playing without him, it doesn't mean they're better without him. It's a short sample size of guys just going in and doing the work and knowing what their roles were and not waiting around and deferring to LeBron James. That made for some wins. The schedule obviously helped. They had a couple of games where superstars of the opposition didn't play, and strength of schedule from the tankathon.com world, they've been is one of the top six or seven easiest schedules remaining going on about 6 weeks. So, yeah, they were going to, in theory, win their share of those games so long as Anthony Davis was on. I did see an interesting stat. For the season, they've shot 218 more free throws than any other team, even with LeBron and AD missing all that time.
I wouldn't say crazy, I was right? Missing that time, Bob. I was look, it's just, it gets to a point where I think this is a year where fans start to understand everybody is accountable and nobody gets to call the end of their career anymore. Right, because you've watched Tom Brady unable to call the end of his career. Right, you think he'd be a Patriot forever? No, he wasn't. He had to go to Tampa. He could have gone someplace else. No, there wasn't a lot of interest. He retired. Aaron Rodgers would be able to play as a Green Bay Packer however long he wants to. Guess what? He's going to be playing for the Jets this year. Right? Everybody doesn't get
Still
a chance
Packer.
To. Right? Jim Boeheim would coach until he decided, I'm done. Nope. Instead, he's pushed out. We told you last hour, Bill Belichick looks like somebody who this year inadvertently put a clock on his time with the Patriots with his defiant talk about getting the team back to being a Super Bowl team. When you have a faction of people that are ready to move on from you, it happens pretty fast. And it could be a combination of fans, it could be a combination of players, teammates, front office coaches. Everybody hits that point, right? It's like the line from Moneyball. At some point, we're all told we can't play the kids game anymore. Some of us are told at 18, some of us are told at 40, but we're all told. At some point, everybody, no matter what kind of icon you are, is told, yeah, thanks, we don't need you anymore. And LeBron is starting to realize that that's where he's at now with the Lakers. The Lakers are ready to move on from. You saw all the talk the last couple weeks. People wanted Austin Reeves to stay in the starting lineup and LeBron James
that's
to come
right.
off the bench. It's
damn
insane,
right.
But that shows you where people are at with where they are for LeBron. You know the Lakers front office has had a big push-pull with LeBron's people for the last few years. They're not winning. It's not getting any better. So you know that we're ready to move on. You tried to take over the team and suddenly make it the clutch sports Lakers. We didn't like that. But you're playing well. All right, we're going to move on here. But now that, okay, now that it looks like there's a future without him because you've been able to glimpse it because you can't stay healthy, now the more time that goes on, that door gets open easier and easier. So right now, that door for LeBron with the Lakers, it seems that, well, LeBron's like, no, they don't finish well. They've already seen, hey, we see a glimmer of how we're going to move on in the post-LeBron James era. It's Anthony Davis that we're going to try to count on him. We'll have money, so we'll be able to bring in somebody else. Look, we brought in the point guard of D'Angelo Russell, right? We think Reeves and Russell can work out pretty good. We have some pretty good pieces. If we bring in a scorer, that's going to help. That's going to really help us. Maybe that's Damian Lillard in a trade. Maybe it's somebody else. But suddenly, a scorer and Anthony Davis, and the you're out from under the specter of LeBron hanging over that everything the team does, you're at LeBron's whim. That's very freeing. It's really freeing. So this end is way closer than you think it's going to be, right? Think about the players, right? LeBron and AD can tell me, hey, we're friends all we want. AD doesn't stand up for LeBron breaking Kareem's record. That's all you need to know right there. That's all you need to know. How excited the team seems to be and how they were playing for each other without LeBron, it's a little bit different. Now, it doesn't mean they're a complete team without him, but for the first time, they can see the future. And when you can see the future, you want to get there as fast as possible. LeBron can postpone it a bit. If he has great games down the stretch, Lakers get in, they have a nice little playoff run. Okay, one more year. But if not, watch how fast and watch how messy this offseason gets, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think we go back to the last offseason, Jason, where you had the reports of blank you, where you built this thing, figure it out. The message from Lakers brass and ownership, Jeannie Buss and Jay Moore and company, down to LeBron James and Clutch Sports. This is the roster we have. And what did they do? They went and still made a huge move. They were able to offload Russell Westbrook and maybe create a little more good vibes in the locker room, whatever. Again, Westbrook's one of those guys that there'll be books on sometime later on. Here's all the good stuff he was doing, and yet you still hated him. Because we've seen a lot of that. Because guys like Dan Wojcicki and he and all of our friends have each had their signature Russell Westbrook moment in a press conference. It's just there. It's reality. But you bring in some of these ancillary parts who were thrust into bigger roles, and what did they do? They thrived. But it wasn't the intention, as we've been led to believe, to ever really shuffle it. It was, all right, we're going to watch it. This all burn around. Someone's going to be playing the fiddle over there, Charlie Daniels, while somebody else dances, and we look at the end of the LeBron James era in flames. Instead, he gets hurt, and they start playing some pretty good basketball. And those role players who'd shown you glimpses were rising up. D'Angelo Russell, when he's healthy, which is now a big hit, big if along the way, Jason, is he's played some good basketball. He's been a much more mature, unselfish player, and it took a number of stops to do that. Does that mean you want to give him the bag and the long-term contract? I don't know, but now you're intrigued. And for LeBron James, I think there's that moment while he was sitting out, maybe when he had the sunglasses on, if you could have peeked behind those, I have no idea what they cost, but let's just say a nice round $1,000 sunglasses, you might have gotten a glimpse into his soul of, damn, they're playing well without me. Playing well without me. I'm becoming irrelevant. It's all about Austin Reeves, because you saw how quick he was to kiss his ass today after the game. It's like, oh, I forgive him. You know, he liked Kobe more than me, but that's okay. Like, they had this big exchange after the victory. So, say that again?
La towel. Wasn't he sitting just in a smallest towel known to man?
That's right. I need my square.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who, me?
The world's going to change tomorrow. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Tell Alan that the Mets suck.
We are almost 11 hours away from the first pitch of opening day in the Major League Baseball season. We'll have our big predictions coming up next hour on the show. We got World Series bold predictions. We have MVP bold predictions. But the biggest game changer in sports this year is going to happen tomorrow. Now, whether you are a casual baseball fan who's watched a little bit of the exhibition games, you're a big baseball fan, you watch some of them, it's hard to watch because they're on early during the day and sometimes you're just watching highlights. But the big story of the exhibition season has been the pitch clock. And the final results came out today that the MLB pitch clock, which now pitchers have 15 seconds to deliver a pitch, shaved 26 minutes off of spring games, which Major League Baseball needs. They need to make the game shorter. So a game coming in at 3:15 now comes in at 2:45. It's pretty good. They needed to do something. Now, forget for a second about the pitchers and the batters. They'll figure it out. There'll be violations. There'll be some pitchers who get upset, batters who get upset, but they'll figure it out. It's not going to be something that's, oh my goodness, is breaking the fabric. They'll figure it out. The biggest game changer is for us watching the game, because as long as the pitch clock is in the screen, you are going to watch that every single pitch. You're not going to be able to take your eyes off of it. You're going to watch that big pitch clock tick down from 15. You're going to look for a pitch violation. You're going to look for a batter violation. You're going to look for something that's going to give your team an extra ball or an extra strike. You're going to watch it. You can't not watch it. You can't not watch that clock tick down to get close to zero. It's impossible. Just like when you watch the clock tick down in a football game when the play clock is getting towards zero, or the clock is ticking down towards zero in a final drive in the final 2 minutes, final minute of an NBA game, you're going to watch it. You're going to watch the pitch clock every single pitch. Won't be able to take your eyes off it. It's already made to order for, hey, was this pitch gotten off in time? Did he not get this pitch off in time? It's going to be tailor-made for blogs the day after, going, this three-run homer shouldn't have counted. Mm-hmm. Look, here's a screen grab of the ball in the pitcher's hand, and here's where the clock is. This three-run homer should not have counted. It's tailor-made for that to happen. As long as that pitch clock is on the screen that way, you will never watch a baseball game the same way again. You'll watch the pitch clock. You'll have another eye on the pitcher. Pitch clock, pitcher, pitcher. That's just how it's going to go, because it's impossible to not look at it. I got to think at some point they're going to find a way where you don't see it as much on screen, but the pitchers can still see it, because it's really, really distracting and you're not going to be able to watch a game the same way with that. Trust me.
Well, it is truly interesting to watch people's reaction to it, because you bemoan it, and we made fun of Rob Manfred the whole time, but if you're talking legitimately a half hour shaved off, and because of the shift and whatever, I was like, the wholesale changes to me just still feels odd. But hey, if you're going to go in, why not lean all the way into it? Like I say, if you're going to fail, fail spectacularly. And if all of this blows up in your face, so be it. But you force action, you force activity. I know there's been a lot of chronicling of the gamesmanship that goes on, both with kind of cheating the shift and also at home plate, right? Max Scherzer was assessed the balk because he didn't give, quote, reasonable time for the batter to re-engage. It's like, no, he stepped out. And as soon as he stepped in, 1/1000, the ball was gone. I don't see a problem. As soon as you're back in the box, your feet don't have to be set. You don't have to adjust your cup 9 times. You're in the box. You're inside the white. You're ready for play. Or you should be. And so we'll watch those, and the spirit versus letter of the law, like they give you that extra beat after the clock goes to zero in the NFL. Do you get the same thing on the mound? Do you get that grace period? Or do we legitimately have reviews of, it had gone to zero with the batter's box. We should have stopped it, but that 3-run home run hit? No, we're waving it off. Take it off the board.
Can you imagine the first review that's going to happen on a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded that's going to force a run in or become a strike for a strikeout, what that's going to be like? That's going to be insane. I can't wait for that.
But you know what I mean? In the final innings, all of a sudden, the way the game has already shifted with the number of relief pitchers that we go to and the management therein, now we're talking about the strike zone and pitch counts and guys having to adjust to that. Starters, I don't think it'll be a problem. Relievers trying to find that rhythm early on, you might have a little bit of chaos.
You're going to have a lot of chaos. It's going to be more from the fans. It's going to stay alive because the players will talk about it a little bit, and they'll say, yeah, I didn't like this, but we got to get used to it. But I'm telling you, the fans, when you mess with how people watch a game, you're not going to be ready for the blowback, what it's going to feel like. And some people are going to love it. Some people will say, I can't stand it. And it's going to be really polarizing because there's a way to, hey, you mess with the sport and its rules, okay, we get used to it. But how we all consume a game, that's a big thing, man. And people are going to see this tomorrow and go, whoa, 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 whoa. This, I can't not look at this now. I only watched a little bit before, but now I can't keep my eyes off it. Trust me, that's the real game changer. Not how it goes with the fan, goes with the players, but how the fans are going to consume it.
You know what's funny though, Jason? We use this as an example whenever sports tries to make a change, and I think it's appropriate here, is when the Fox box came into play. It was odd. It was distracting at first. And now when it's not there, you cry, right? If it's replaced in the lower third by an ad for 7 seconds, you're pissed. Because your Jets may have given up another touchdown, and you missed it.
Twitter it out about a Fresca, Mike. It's swollen up. I'm telling you. Get ready, because that's going to change the way you watch baseball as long as that pitch clock is up there. Coming up next, how about we tell you how and when the Lamar Jackson situation is going to end? Yeah, keep it right here. Jason and Mike from the TireRack.com studios. Fox.
Cleveland in a trade.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon, and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.